This is HPR episode 2541 entitled Microphone Windscreen Demo. It is hosted by Lost in Bronx and is about 6 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Lost in Bronx demonstrates the effectiveness of his new microphone windscreen.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Lost in Bronx, and today I am checking out a new purchase that I have. It is a windscreen for portable recording devices. It can also fit over certain types of microphones as well. I am outside in the woods near my home, and it is a windy day today. Here I'm passing through some of the trees and bushes here. It is a windy, windy day. Now, I am recording this on a Tascam DR40, and the windscreen is called a Movo WS9 Furry Outdoor Microphone Windscreen Muff for Portable Digital Recorders up to 3 inches by 1.5 inches WXD. The WXD would be width by depth. That appears to be the entire title or name of this thing. It goes for $14.95 on Amazon.com. I was using up the very last of my Bitcoin, so it really didn't actually cost me too much. And I am now broke when it comes to Bitcoin. Probably got out just in time, who knows. But this thing has a pretty remarkable effect on the recording quality and protecting from the wind. Now, you can probably hear the wind as a sound going through the trees and just overall, but the effect is dramatic when you take this thing off, and I'll do that in a sec to give you a sense of it. Just a brief description. When you open the box, you know, you figure for $15, this thing ought to be really nice. Well, it's disappointing when you first look at it. It is a strange thing. It looks like a tribble from Star Trek. It's furry like that. The bottom has an elastic band around it. There's no solid piece on this. It's stretchy, and that's how it's able to fit different types of devices. It's a bit of a job trying to get it onto the Tascam, and I have tested it on my other device, which is of a similar form factor. That's the Zoom H4n Pro. I've also tested it on a condenser microphone that I have that plugs into a cable, and that also works really well. It's a bit tight, but it did go on. I'll be testing this with regular microphones as well, but it's really kind of strange. And for $15, you can say, how could this possibly be worth it? Well, if you don't have a need to record outdoors, it probably isn't worth it, although it's a good tool to have just in case you need to. If you do podcasting, and especially if you do interviews where it might be windy, say you're doing it outside somewhere, or maybe underneath a blower or something like that, someplace wherever there's going to be wind, this thing can be very handy. In fact, it's indispensable. Could you make one yourself? I think probably you could. The fur on this appears to be artificial. But I suppose if you're a hunter type and you have access to rabbit fur or something like that, it might work. I don't know. I actually did make one for a smaller microphone just using yarn. My wife crochets, and I had her crochet just a little knot of yarn on the end of a little stretchy sock type thing that we sewed up. And then I teased out the yarn with a comb, like just a comb for your hair, until it was all fuzzy at the end. And I slipped that over the microphone, and it actually worked really, really well, considering it cost nothing. It was just scraps we had in the house. So it is possible to make something like that. Now, that one was small. This would be, you know, if you want something that's going to fit over a recorder like this, it has to be bigger, and it's certainly a bigger job. But I was really impressed with this thing, and I think you'll agree that, in point of fact, it makes a really big difference. I'll take this off right now, and then I'll continue talking, and you'll hear what it's like without. Okay, so here I am. Here comes a breeze. And the difference, I think you'll find, is startling and pretty impressive overall. Just take this thing off. It's just a rubber band around some cloth with some fur, but it's really pretty good. And I'm actually really impressed with the results. Again, would I recommend it for the average user? Probably not. But if you have a particular use, I think you can just hear the difference, that there is, in fact, a really good reason to have this or something like it when you are conducting interviews or doing any kind of recording outdoors. I will be testing the other microphones. Probably, unless there's some startling change or something that really needs updating, I don't think I'll necessarily share that information, because I think it's very easily deduced. But I just wanted to share this little sound test, as it were. I'm not necessarily endorsing this particular product. I like it quite a bit, but you may well have a need for something else, something that fits a different form factor or whatever. So, or you may not have any need for it at all. However, I cannot recommend this sort of thing highly enough for a particular use case. At any rate, this has been Lost in Bronx. And if you have any comments on this episode, please leave them in the space for comments on Hacker Public Radio. Or better yet, if you have an opinion about this, or if you have experience with this yourself, please go ahead and do an episode of your own. You have opinions, you have interests, and we want to hear about them. Thank you for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.